I recently heard what's a very typical story about a young man and a young woman who loved one another. But they were young, and it wasn't yet time for marriage. And they were trying to be very careful. They both had very strong affection for one another, but neither of them had expressed it in words. Neither of them had flat out said, "I like you. I love you." And so, as is often the case, friends of this couple peppered them with questions. Do you like her? Does she like you? Has he said that he likes you? Has she said that she likes you? In our relationships, there is something in us that needs assurance that we're loved, especially in this culture of abandonment. We want to be told, "I love you." And not indirectly. We want to be told, "I love you." We want it to be said, not just once, frequently, over and over. And we need to be told that we are loved. We need to be convinced that we're loved. As Piglet told Winnie the Pooh, "I just wanted to be sure of you." In this table, Jesus tells you again this week, "I love you." He tells us again and again in this supper until he comes again, "I love you. Be assured. Be secure." The bread, the wine, they're all symbols of his love. Spiritually, when we take them, we receive Jesus. Jesus who loves us. We take it in. We swallow it down. It goes into us. So you come to this table. You come to this table. It's a table for people whom Jesus loves. Uncertain people. People who are unsteady. Who need assurance. It's for people who feel abandoned. It's for people who need to hear again and again that they're loved. So as you come to this table, cast off your self-righteousness, receive with humility the payment for incompetent sinners. As you come to this table, cast off your doubt, cast off your self-hatred, and receive his love for unworthy people. In this meal, the bread is the body of Christ. It's his body, a physical body. He drew near to our bad deeds, our bad smell, our bad presence, our bad words. He drew near to us. He came to us, his body. In this meal, the wine is the blood of Jesus. Someone had to die for our behavior. Someone had to die for our attitudes. Jesus said, "I will die. I will do it." When you take this supper, here's the statement that you're making as you eat and as you drink. You're saying, "Jesus, I believe the unbelievable. You died for me. I didn't deserve this. You've been gracious to me. I do believe it. I do. And I need this." Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. And as you do it, I will feed you." Now, if you have come to know Jesus in this way that we've been talking about, the way we talked about the pattern of sound words about the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you've come to know him this way, you're reconciled to God because of what Jesus has done by faith. And if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus this way, if you're here and you're thinking, "Okay, this is a little different." If you don't know Jesus this way, just stay with us. We are very glad you're here. Sit back, take it all in. We would love to talk more about it. But don't feel any pressure. Don't take the supper. It would not help you. Let's pray now together. Lord, here we are again. We pray that in our hearts, in our minds, you would remind us of what you've done, what we needed you to do in your death and in your resurrection, and in your Spirit uniting us to you, so that as surely as you died, we died with you, and as surely as you rose, we rose with you, and as surely as you ascended and are coming again, we will rise to meet you. We believe all of that, and so we pray as we take this bread and wine, you would make it be to our profit. Increase our sanctification. We are not content to be the people that we were this week. We want you, Lord, to change us by your grace, by your power. Enable us to overcome the doubts that plague us, to overcome the hopelessness that keeps us on our faces, to overcome the temptation that sneaks in and snatches away reasonable, righteous action and living. Draw us, Lord, into righteousness, into power and peace and holiness. Continue the good work. Advance the work of your kingdom in our heart, even tonight and this week, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Lord Jesus, on the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, as I, in his name, give this bread to you. He gave it to his disciples. And as he did it, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus also, in the same manner, took the cup, and when he had given thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples. He said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed on behalf of many for the remission of sins." Now, we invite those of you who know Jesus to come forward, come down either side, either aisle, and as you take the bread and take the wine, we ask you to take it back to your seats and wait for everyone to receive the bread and the wine, and then we will all take it together. The center circle in each tray is grape juice. The bread is gluten-free. Now come forward. Words from Philippians 2. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." 1 Corinthians 10. "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread." Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body. Blood of Christ. Jesus says, drink it, all of you. Let us pray. Lord, here we have come and joined ourselves to you in a spiritual way, a very intimate way. We have taken in the blood and the body of Christ Jesus. We are connected to you as the branches are connected to the vine. And so we pray, Lord, that you would nourish us, that you would keep us, that you would fill us with the joy of our salvation and the hope of the resurrection. We pray, Lord, that not only would Jesus be seen more in our lives as we go from here, but that we would see Jesus more and more in our lives and in the lives of others. Make it so for your glory and according to your good pleasure, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the cups will be collected on either side, and then after they're collected, we'll stand and sing together. Let's stand and sing. Though all people fail you, you cannot be separated from the love of God in Christ. And so hear his good words to you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.